This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. It's January 31st, and on this day in 1953, revenge was on the agenda for several baseball team owners, dealing a financial blow to Bill Veeck and the St. Louis Browns. Bill Veeck was the P.T. Barnum of baseball owners, or maybe a more updated reference would be the Jackie Moon of baseball owners. He was a promoter always looking for new and sometimes strange ways to attract fans to the ballpark. But in the early 1950s, the Browns were in financial peril. Despite the best efforts, Veeck could not get people through the turnstiles consistently. After the 1952 season ended, Veeck saw the increasing importance of televised games and came up with the idea that revenue from broadcast rights should be shared with visiting teams. Other teams recognizing the gap in popularity between them and St. Louis voted the proposal down 7-1. After the defeat, Veeck instituted a no-pay, no-television policy, meaning teams could not broadcast their games on TV or radio if they did not share a portion of their earnings with the Browns when they played games on the road. On January 31st, 1953, New York, Boston, and Cleveland retaliated by refusing to schedule any night games with St. Louis, which were more profitable than day games. Now stunted in another revenue stream, Veeck started looking for buyers for the franchise. The Browns would eventually wind up in Baltimore and become the Orioles, in large part to what happened on this day in 1953. Also on this day in 1920, Joe Malone scored 7 goals as his Quebec Bulldogs beat Toronto 10-6. Malone's 7 goals is still the most scored in an NHL game 104 years later. He had hat tricks in both the second and third periods. And in 1993, Dallas blew out Buffalo in Super Bowl XXVII, but the game is a little better known for Don Beebe chasing down Cowboys defensive lineman Leon Lett after a fumble recovery, knocking the ball out of Lett's hand just before he crossed the goal line, resulting in a touchback. It had no effect on the final score, really, with the Cowboys winning 52-17 and easily covering the 6.5-point spread. That's all for today. Thanks for stopping by and giving this episode a listen. If you like the show and have a brief moment, how about leaving a 5-star review and a comment on Apple Podcasts? I would certainly appreciate that. Also, check out the show notes for other ways to help the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with another This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote. Cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.